declutter my heart. Please, let's celebrate Michelle for that. So what have you been decluttering? The word declutter, I like definitions. So I went to check what the word declutter means. Just listen to this. Very, very simple definition. Okay, it's not on this one. I've been decluttering my house. We literally in our house, we have just been clearing every rubbish out of our house. I so much decluttered, and we've been doing it for the past 8 days. Today is the 8th day since last year, actually, but more intentionally this year. So declutter means to remove unnecessary items from a place. And usually, the place itself has become untidy and overcrowded. So that's what it means to declutter. And specifically, we're starting with our hearts. We want to declutter our hearts. There are so many unnecessary things that some of us might still be carrying that are still in our hearts that shouldn't be there. Who can give me an example, please, children, some things that shouldn't be in our hearts? Yes. Nathan. Lies. Please celebrate, Nathan. Shouldn't be in our hearts at all. Declutter it. Get it out of here. Yes, Michelle again. Jealousy. Please celebrate Michelle for that. Yes. What shouldn't be in our hearts? Anybody? Not just the children, adults too. Nathan again. Sorry? Evilness. That's a big word. Okay, that's a good one. King David was raising his two hands. Was he lifting up holy hands and praising God? King David, what should it be in your heart? Huh? Are you speaking for King David? Envy. Wow. You know, let me just say a little joke. One day I saw King David when he just started learning to walk. And I saw him behind, you know, one day like that. And he was walking and he was running. But then I noticed that King David was running after Dickiness Adeyeze. So I said, you've started walking now. We need to declutter something there. I said, King David, wait for your turn, mate. You know, don't worry. There are lots of sisters. When it gets to your turn, don't worry. We are here for you. We are very much here. You will marry your own wife, King David, at the right time. Okay. So for a child, please declutter your mind and your heart. You don't need a girlfriend now. Okay? Please celebrate me for that. That's one thing. All right? You don't need a girlfriend. I go to schools. I talk to young children. I talk to primary school. I talk to secondary school. And, you know, I'm amazed. I'm telling you, shocking. And they tell me, oh, yeah, you know, he's got a boyfriend. He's got a girlfriend. At what age, for heaven's sake? Come on, declutter that out of your heart. You don't need that. 14, 13, 12-year-olds, 11-year-olds, boyfriend, girlfriend. What for? Come on, declutter. Amen. All right, more hands. Yeah, any more? Slander. That's a big word. What does slander mean? Is it you again? Only, oh, that's King David now. All right, okay. Nathan? Malice. Those are heavy, heavy words. You want to say something, Ambrose? Yes, what shouldn't be in our hearts? Malice. Okay, that's good. Yes. Ogenero. Are you Ogenero? Or that's Ogenero? She's... No. Is she Ogenero? Okay, one is Fejiro. Wait, one is Fejiro. Ogenefejiro. Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I know both of them are Ogenes. Ogenero, Ogenefejiro. All right, Ogenefejiro, Mejiro. Yeah. Anger! Please celebrate Ogenefejiro. Anger! Don't get angry. Somebody got angry and you came in here. Please declutter. Ushers, anybody who frowns, send them back. Cast them out of this temple. Yes! Come on, come here. Birthday boy. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Israel. Happy birthday to you. We didn't sing it well. We didn't sing it well. Let's get the right key. Get on that. Get on the keyboard. Get on the keyboard. Today is a day of celebration.
Yeah.
Hurry up. Why are you going through mile 12? When you can come through mile 2. All right? We're going to sing for you. And then you're going to tell us what we need to declutter. Let me tell you something. I am not decluttering that cake you brought. I am eating it.
Amen.
Okay? Let me just announce to you, in case it's cake you came to talk about. Are we ready? Give us the key. 1, 2, 3, go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Dear Israel. Happy birthday to you. How old are you now? Are you jealous? Clap for me now.
They're envious of you.
Come on. You are looking too serious. Why are you looking too serious? Is it because you've grown older? You know, when we were younger, when you start getting, you know, did you notice that when boys start getting older, they don't smile like their moms anymore? Don't smile. So how old are you today?
7.
7. That is a powerful age. Perfect number. All right, so what do we need to declutter?
About the pride. What did he say?
Pride. Wow. And his brother wants to support him. See the way he's nodding his head. Okay, so what do we need to declutter?
Happy birthday.
Come on, clap for him. Thank you. All of them will declutter the happy birthday. Me, I will clutter the cake. God bless you. Happy birthday. I understand you brought cake for me. And the deal is I'll take half. And then the rest of them will divide half for them. Is that correct? Sorry?
I'll get one for you.
You get one for me? I'll make room for two. You and I, Jesus. Where that word is taken from is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29. And then we will act an impromptu play. Who wants to be my play? Okay. Can I see all the volunteers who want to be my play? Step outside quickly. Step outside. You want to be my play? Step outside. Step out. Daddy AY too wants to be my play. Please celebrate Daddy AY, except you become like a little child. You will not enter the kingdom. Yes. Yes, the people in my play. Beautiful. Any more? Are you singing soprano in my play? Okay. All right. So listen. No, no, don't spin that. Thank you. Okay. Oh, your book. Sorry. Lift the Flap Bible. What version of the Bible is that? He's even laughing. Lift the Flap by version. Can you show? Lift the flap. You lift the flap to see what is inside. Can you zoom in so that people... Oh, it's a picture Bible. Amazing. Catch them young. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can see. So you lift the flap. Okay. Oh, that's good. Who bought this for you?
Mommy and Daddy.
It's Mommy and Daddy. Are you sure it's both of them, not one of them? God bless these children. Okay. All right. These are my people in my play. Impromptu. Okay. So let me read the scripture to us. 2 Chronicles chapter 29. That's where we found the word to declutter our hearts. So 2 Chronicles. I'm going to welcome Noah very soon. Noah is our... in-house artistic director. So this is completely unscripted, and you will see the play we're going to act now. So 2 Chronicles chapter 29. Please, I hope all the banners are ready, media team. I can see the media team feasting at the back there. It's all right. I didn't see you. Some people are feasting while some people are fasting. They all start with F. All right. Okay. So, 2 Chronicles chapter 29. The story is the background of a king called Hezekiah. And he began to reign as a king. So he did something, the Bible said in verse 2, he did what was right in the sight of God, according to all his father David had done. Now, let's go to, all right, let me just read from verse 3. So, he in the first year of his reign, in the first month, somebody say first month, okay, this is first month, he opened the doors of the house of the Lord, and he repaired them. And then he brought in the priests and the Levites, and he gathered them together to the east street and said to them, "Hear me, you Levites, sanctify yourselves, sanctify the house of the Lord, God of your fathers. Carry all the filthiness out of the holy place." And then let's see now what those priests started doing. We'll do more in-depth Bible study of that later. From verse 15, 2 Chronicles 29, the Bible says they gathered their brethren and they sanctified themselves. They came according to the commandment of the king by the words of the Lord to cleanse the house of the Lord. And the priests, they went into the inner part of the house of the Lord to cleanse it. They brought out all the uncleanness they found in the temple of the Lord into the court of the house of the Lord. The Levites took it, they carried it abroad into the brook. Now, verse 17 says, they began on the first day of the first month to sanctify, and on the eighth day of the month, they came to the porch. So they sanctified the house of the Lord in 8 days. Somebody say 8 days. What's today's date? The 8th of January. Okay, and then the Bible says in the 16th day of the first month, they made an end. So in other words, they saw that the temple, the house of God, had been, what's the opposite of when something is dirty? Sorry, opposite. When it is clean, it's been defiled. There were lots of things that shouldn't be in the house of God. So Hezekiah called all the priests. Can you see all the priests here? Called all of them that, please, we need to cleanse the house of God. Now, if you look at the New Testament, right, the Bible is clear that God wants to dwell in us. So we are that house. We are his temple. The Bible says, no, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Don't you know your body is the temple of God? So the word God sent to us for January is that we need to declutter, cleanse our hearts. And that's what we're doing. So I announced to us last week that we're taking it literally. For the first 8 days of January, please look at your life, look at your house, look at your environment, and are there some things that are unnecessary that you need to take away, starting from your heart? You know, the children have told us a few things that we need to get rid of. Shouldn't be in our hearts. Excuse me, it's a new year. If you want new wine, then you've got to bring a new wine skin. God will never pour new wine into a new wine skin. You see, you can say all the happy new year you want to say. If you are not renewed in your mind, if you don't have a renewed mind, this year, 2023, will be as old or even rotten, more rotten than the previous years put together. So we are focusing on that. So we took it literally in my house, for example, and I told you we started looking into our house. It's been an interesting journey. We started discovering things in our house that has been there for years. We shouldn't be there. Unnecessary things, things we didn't need, and we started decluttering. I've been going to the recycling center, putting things, and then discovering some things that were there we never knew were there, that were still useful. But then, sorry, priests. I know we are reading the flap Bible, but can we just pay attention? Okay, pay attention. Thank you. Yes, you want to close it? I like your accent. That's what I call a Holy Ghost accent. Right. So, literally, so I've been looking at my life. I've been looking at so many things. And so have a lot of people. All our prayer altars, 12 and 6 p.m., has been targeted. We are focusing on decluttering our hearts and our lives. So that is the picture. Now, Jesus, the Bible tells us, he came one day to declutter the temple of God. He found out that in that temple, sorry, in the name of Jesus, say amen. So he came into the temple. All right, Noah, our director. Please let's celebrate our artistic director. So all of you, no, don't do that. We declutter hearts. We don't declutter our brothers. Are you telling him to go and sit down? No. I need him here. I need your brother here, mate. I need your brother. When is his birthday again? When is your birthday? November 15. Wow. Hello, rookie. You know, I celebrate rookie because this young man, when he was born, how many months premature? It was 7 months. He should have been born when he was 9. He came out very early. And he was inside this, it was this tiny little thing inside one glass called incubator. It was scary. Very, very scary. Look at him today now. Decluttering people. Sorry, decluttering the temple. Wow. These are things we must not forget. And let's return the glory to God. It was scary. Really, really scary. It's not you, Felicia, I celebrate. It's rookie. Rookie, well done. Please let's celebrate rookie there. Celebrate rookie. We did your naming inside that hospital there, women's hospital. You were inside the glass. We went to do naming ceremony inside glass. The guy was there with wire all over the one in the nose, the one in the esophagus, the one in the medulla oblongata, the one in the whatever. Look at him today. Man, we mustn't forget some things, man. I tell you. All right. So, these are the people in the temple. You didn't know what you came to do, did you? So, sir, I need people. What were they doing in the temple that they shouldn't be doing? They were buying and selling. Please line them up. Everybody to the right. To the right, y'all. To the right. Follow the director. All right. Please, where are my stage people? Come on. Help me move the altar back. All right. Move it. So, Jesus, while the artistic director is getting our cast ready, turn with me your Bible to Mark chapter 11. All right, okay, Mark chapter 11 from verse 14. So, you know, remember that story. Jesus comes and he looks and he enters the temple and what did he see? A lot of noise was going on. Everything that shouldn't be happening in the temple. So Jesus comes and he declutters. Jesus is known as the King of Glory. So that the glory can come into the temple needed to be decluttered. Mark chapter 11. All right, are we ready? Okay. So the Bible says in Jesus came, Mark chapter 11. Let me try and read from the New King James Version. Are you flowing with me, Sarah? Sarah and the gang. The media and production team. Have you stopped the feasting? All right. Please don't mind. Everybody, don't look at the artistic director. See now, they are looking at you. You like play too much. You are too playful. You know, that's what they used to write in all of my reports. When I was in primary school to secondary school, the testimonial is, Fola is too playful. Why are you laughing? It's not funny. Because nothing has changed. I will see you after the service. Uche. It's all right.
Hello.
Buddha said, wow. You will see that wow after. Nothing has changed. You are calling me playful. It's okay. It's okay. Oh. It's all right. Thank God I can play. I give God the glory. Because there are some people who can't play. Are you having fun today? Please, are you learning something and having fun? Let me hear you. Okay, some of us are just too serious. You know, what is this church? Some people ask, is this church? I came to church to hear anointing, 7 steps on how anointing will break the yoke and how my beard will turn from white to black. You know. All right. So, my King James Version doesn't seem to be coming up. So, just flow with me. All right. Are we ready? So, the Bible says Jesus, he went into the temple, verse 15, Mark 11, and he began to cast out those that sold and bought in the temple. So where are those people selling and buying?
These guys.
Where are they? All right, come and start. Start selling and buying. Be selling and buying. You are showing baskets. You are not selling anything. What are you selling? Okay, be selling. Please come. Cameras, can you pick them up? No, no, no. Hey, is it the buyer? Who is the seller here?
Sellers, buyers.
Where are the sellers?
These are the sellers.
Okay.
Nathan is
okay.
The chief seller.
He's the chief seller. All right. Please move to this side. Move to this side. All right, camera. So what are you selling?
I'm selling...
He doesn't even know what he's selling.
I'm selling a microphone.
You're selling a microphone?
No, it's the buckets.
You're selling buckets?
I'm selling the buckets.
Okay, so they are selling... These are the buyers, right?
Yes.
Okay, be selling.
What did I ask?
Okay, go on, go on. Action. Cut.
Would you like this?
Oh, come on. Don't miss this drama.
Would you like this for £50?
No, I want it for £20.
Please give them
volume. You have to get it for £50.
No, we need it for £20.
How much money do you have?
25.
Get more money.
Child, this seller likes money.
For £50.
We have to get it for £20 though. Because we need to buy some other things.
In the temple?
Stop acting them poor. Just get some money and give it to me.
Hey! Stop acting poor, mate. All right, thank you. Please celebrate. Celebrate this. All right. So, they were buying and selling. Oh, yeah, stay here. Stay here.
Keep on doing that.
Keep on buying and selling. Just... I want to be hearing your whisper. All right? Keep on buying and selling. And please be rich, okay? All right.
So, there's no ATM close.
It's all those who are buying and selling in the temple. And then we had money changers. Where are the money changers?
Money changers.
Money changers.
Money changer, money changer, money changer.
Okay, money changer. Money changer. Okay.
Money changer.
Oh, yeah, be changing money. Where's their table? They don't have a table. Okay? Maybe they need real money. Give them a piece of paper. They are selling money.
Work see, here and get
right.
That.
They are on the round table. Okay, they are selling. Are they going to say anything? Are they saying anything or they are just acting it? All right, so they were selling and buying in the temple. And then we had some people. Please bring a chair. Doves. All right.
A simple
bucket.
Okay. All right. Yeah, please. The chair. Just give us chair. Okay. They are selling. They are changing money. They are even spinning the table. Okay. So, those are the seats of those who are selling doves. Ready?
I'm not.
Ara is the dove that they are selling. Hey.
You can just work here. Okay.
Hey. Okay. All right.
We'll work.
Sit on the... Where are the dove sellers? Can you hear the noise? No, no, no. Leave them. That's what we want to hear. It's part of the drama. See, they are already fighting over money.
No!
They are fighting over... Please, give us more money. More money, please. More paper money. Please. This is exactly what is happening in the temple. Oh, these children are fantastic. Please clap for these children. Clap for them. Clap. More money. More money, please. More money. Money. This is money. 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 Hey, stay. Stay one, please.
Does anybody want this oversized dove?
Look at the dove. Look at the dove.
It's abnormally large, yeah, but it's not.
Go and sell your.
We'll start the bidding at.
Don't come here.
Flying. We'll start the bidding at. How much do you want to buy this really human child sized dove? How much? £1. How much are you worth? He can't speak. He's a dove. Keep flying.
Okay, doves don't speak. Doves don't speak.
Who wants to buy this?
How much do you want to buy that dove?
How much you want to buy him for?
£1.
For free.
She wants the dove for free. No, there are no free doves here. Don't come here. Go to your side.
Does anyone want to buy this dove?
Ara, fly.
Ara is another dove.
Yeah, these are the two doves.
Yeah, fly, fly.
Yeah, fly,
fly, fly.
Anyone fly, want to fly.
Be flapping your wings. Dove for sale.
Keep flying.
Come on, ladies. £1 dove. Have a look. £1 dove. Very, very cheap. £1 dove.
Anyone want to buy
this? For £5, £1 dove. £1 dove.
You can fill the form now.
Flap your wings. Dove has stopped flying. Look at this dove.
Okay. Melissa wants to buy Aaron.
Somebody wants to buy. Yeah. Who's the person? How much?
£30.
So the dove is going to.
35.
Never.
Because it's too much.
It's just £5 more.
There you go.
Okay, they've gone to change money there. They've changed Japanese yen.
We haven't fed them this morning. So
all right. So who are these people?
They're the ones who are haggling for the dove.
All right. So all this was going on in the temple. Yeah, the money changers are really fighting.
Oh yeah, we need sheep.
They are really fight. This one has acquired all the money.
Just, you know.
Camera, are you picking them?
I want to buy this stove.
Child, look at the temple of God.
I paid you 50.
All right.
Does anyone want to buy him?
Okay, so all this was going on.
£50.
Are we ready? So where's the King of Glory?
£50.
Okay, Daddy AY is the King of Glory. When the glory comes.
Don't we
know what to say? Please play something for us. Please give him a microphone.
Bah, I'm a sheep. Bah.
Do you want to buy this stove?
Keep buying. Keep buying and selling.
Who wants to buy this sheep?
Hey, the money changers are serious. Please, we need supervision. We need supervision. Somebody come and supervise this table.
Who wants to get
please,
the sheep?
Please, I'm begging you. They have taken all the money. See, this one is acquiring all the money. They are fighting over money. This is exactly what was going on in the temple.
No.
More money, please. Print more money, Central Bank. Print.
Yes. Does anyone want to buy this
okay.
sheep?
No. It's 30.
All right, everybody, freeze.
No.
Freeze. Freeze. Freeze.
60 pounds.
Freeze, otherwise I will cast you out of my temple.
60.
I will cast you out of my temple. Everybody freeze.
60.
Okay, wait, guys. Come on, wait. Shh. When I say freeze, you just stand like a statue. Okay, between what you're doing, and then let's practice this. Between what you're doing, sell money. Yes. All right, freeze.
60.
Freeze.
60. 60.
Freeze.
Your own money.
Central Bank governor, freeze too, freeze. Shh. This is holy moment when God walks in on us. You are not walking like King of Glory, sir. You walk. Yeah, I know it came violently. You are still going to do that in violence. All right. But let me see you walk like a king. Camera on him. What are you saying? You're a cameraman, you're directing to. The what? Where's the whip? King. Sorry, you didn't come prepared. Get him a whip. Somebody. Give us a belt or something. Okay. Mothers are very nice. He knows if he gets a correct one now. Please, all of you, you are going to be whipped, okay? You thought you came to do drama for free? At least Dr. Ebo has given us a nice whip. Okay. All right. This is holy moment. When God walks in on us, every gaze is on the Lion.
What?
And the Lamb.
What? Right?
So Jesus comes into the temple, the King of Glory, and he sees them. Keep on doing all the nonsense you are doing again. All right. Please, camera, should be on him. Please show your whip to the camera.
It is written, my house shall be a house of prayer.
All of you, run. Run out from that side. Run. Run. This one, they are still grabbing money. They are grabbing money while they are running. These people like money. They are still grabbing money. Run, run, run. This one doesn't want to run, no. Even the men, you didn't whip the sheep. Whip the sheep, my friend. From my house. Tell us what you just did, sir. You declutter the house. Yes.
My house shall be called a house of prayer, and you have made it into a den of thieves.
And then?
Yes. Let the poor come in. Let the lame and the blind.
Artist, director. So the Bible now tells us, please, King of Glory, where are the helpers of the King of Glory? Come here, come here, come here, come here. Do you know I dreamt about you? No, I didn't dream. I saw you lately. Come here, come here, come here. Yes, yes, yes. Please celebrate this, my daughter. Celebrate her. I've not seen you in 2 years. All right. Okay. Please help us declutter. The place is now clean. Clear everywhere. So,
come on,
artistic director.
All you that labor and are heavy laden.
Look. Freeze. Freeze, King of Glory. Freeze. Luke 19, verse 47. Luke chapter 19 and verse 47. So he drives everybody out. Chai, those guys like money. Can you imagine? They were still grabbing money. They were committed. All right. So, verse 46. King of Glory is here now. When God walks in on us, and every gaze is on the Lion and the Lamb. Oh, when the glory comes, everybody will scatter. Oh,
it is written, my house is the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves.
You are talking too gentle. It is written. Jesus is gentle.
He's also Lion. It is written.
Uh-huh.
My house is a house of prayer, but you have made it your den of thieves.
And then, after he drives everybody out, the Bible said he now began to teach daily. Please, King, be teaching your temple.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden.
Where are those children? You are all now. You've all repented. Come and be falling at the feet.
Take my yoke.
Sit down at the feet of Jesus.
Learn of me.
Please clap for this. They have repented. They are not selling and buying again. He began to teach in the dead.
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
That one still has money. Hey, he came to drop offering. Now they are dropping offering now. Oh yeah. Offering. Please celebrate. He's dropped his first fruit.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Blessed are you when men shall persecute and revile you and say all manner of things about you. For your reward is great in heaven.
Okay.
Little children, come to me.
Then let's look at Mark chapter 11. See what happened when he's decluttered the temple. He's turned everything around. He's teaching daily in the temple. The Bible now tells us.
Give me your hand.
In I'm trying to look for. Is it Dr. Uche? Where is it? What happened afterwards? I think it's, let's see, Luke chapter 19. He has decluttered the temple. He began to teach. The temple that used to be a noisy place. See how quiet it is now. All of them are sober. Verse 20? Of what? Chapter 20? Luke 20? I'm not sure that's what I'm looking for. Is that same? Matthew 21, thank you. Yes. Is that same passage? But let's see what happened. He declutters the temple. Oh, when the glory comes. Oh, verse 14. There'll be no words to say. Oh, the Bible now said, King of Glory, please stand. Artistic director, please, we need people who will act as the blind and the lame. So he declutters the temple, he resets the temple, and the Bible now says the blind and the lame. No, we need fresh people. These ones are, yeah, fresh people. These ones were doing nonsense before. We need two people. Thank you. So just stay there. We need one more from that side. Not you. Thank you. So just stay there. All right. He was teaching. All right. Artistic director, tell them what to do. One is acting as the blind and the lame. He's decluttered the temple. Glory has returned. Quickly, tell him what to do. In the name of Jesus. You are acting, but you are not what you are acting in the name of Jesus. All right. You're just acting. So I just want you to, let's see how creative you are. All right. So the first person will get the lame. They brought the lame to the temple. Glory has returned to the temple. King of Glory. He touches the lame.
Rise up. Take up your bed.
Join him. And he rose up and he was walking and leaping. I'm praising God. I'm blowing his saxophone. Where's the saxophone? You didn't bring it today. All right, join the church. And then they brought the blind to the temple. Oh, these children are fantastic. And then King of Glory. When the glory comes,
Father, be open.
Can you see it? I can see it. King of Glory is here. Where's that guy? I can feel it. I don't know the words. Just help me. King of Glory is here. Atiretireo. Get on the ground, bro. Please, somebody give me that song. I don't know it. Atiretireo means we have been expecting you. Welcome. Can you see it?
Can you see it?
I can feel it. King of Glory is here. I can feel it.
I can see.
King of Glory is here. Talks about his glory. Glory, glory, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. Glory, glory, Lord. You are the mighty God.
Mighty God.
worship in Liverpool. Lift your voice and sing out. Everybody!
Glory, glory, Lord.
We give you glory. We give you glory, Lord. Glory, glory, Lord. You are the mighty God. One more time. Glory. I can't hear you. Straight line and face the congregation, straight line, all the children, straight line, shoulder to shoulder. We are going to bow and we're going to bow out. Please celebrate all the people, impromptu drama. When I say one, two, go, we all take a bow. All right, are we ready? One, two, go. Please celebrate the children. Thank you. When the glory comes, you can go back to your seats. There will be no words to say. Oh, oh. When the glory comes,
there will be no words to say.
Oh, oh. Father, thank you. Though in a comical way, you have spoken to us. Show us the things we need to get rid of. Show us the things that shouldn't be happening in our lives, in your temple. We give you free reign. We invite you. Peradventure you're watching or you're here, the King of Glory is not in your heart. You've not opened your heart to receive him. Just say, Lord, come into my heart and remove everything that is not of you. Oh, change my heart, oh God. Change my heart, oh God. Make it ever true. Thank you. You are the potter and the clay. Remold me, make me, break me where necessary. Oh, I see that cloud. Thank you, Lord. I've not seen this cloud in a long time. When we gather like this, at times God opens my eyes and I see a cloud. I can see that cloud in here. Please talk to him for a minute. Bring your desires. Bring your heart desires to him. This is a new year. This is a new year. Lord, I've taken away everything. Come in. Replace every unwanted, unnecessary thing in our lives. Bitterness, regret. Some of us are looking back. You don't make progress looking back. Look ahead and look up. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of the heavens and the earth. Father, to you be all the glory. What you've started, complete, perfect, in the name of Jesus. We just surrender our hearts to you. Jesus is not in your heart and you know. This is the time to say, Lord, come into my heart. Come in today. Come in to stay. I am all yours. Take this stony heart away. Give me a new heart. Take this stony heart. Give me a new heart and pour a new spirit, a new attitude. I want to go from glory to glory. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we return all the glory to you. Thank you for the healing that has taken place right now. Deliverance. You use the foolish things to even confound the wisdom of the wise. Thank you. We return the glory to you. Please share your testimony. We want to hear what God is doing in your life. We want to hear what God is showing you to declutter. And let me also say this, please. Last year, we were led to start what we called a gratitude challenge. Every single day you wake up, maybe you remember something or something. Look around you. There's always something to be grateful for. If you're on any of the church WhatsApp groups or any of the, you know, or you join any of the services, just type in what's something you are grateful, thankful. For example, you are breathing right now. You are breathing. Be grateful that you can breathe. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. That's what the scripture says. So,